Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS, casino experience, and more. Michael Traeger is out today, but he'll be back next week. I'm Mike Movestro, and on today's episode, we'll be looking at free Vegas things to do when you're out here. But first, we're going to get to the news. DJ Cassidy will bring his beloved Pass the Mic Live to Bakkt Theater at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino in July 2024 for an exclusive three-week residency starring New York native hip-hop icons Ja Rule, Fat Joe, Slick Rick, and Doug E. Fresh. The shows will be held July 5th, 6th, 12th, 13th, 19th, and 20th, 2024, with all performances scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. The show will be produced in conjunction with music mogul Steve Rifkin, founder of Loud and SRC Records. Ja Rule, who I haven't been a fan of since his beef started with 50 Cent, sorry, that's just the way it is, had hits such as Always On Time, Living It Up, I'm Real, Mesmerize, and Put It On Me. Fat Joe's hits include Lean Back, What's Love, Make It Rain, All The Way Up, We Thuggin'. Slick Rick's hits include Children's Story, Lottie Dottie, Teenage Love, Hey Young World, The Show. And finally, Doug E. Fresh's hits include The Show, Lottie Dottie, Keep Rising to the Top, All The Way to Heaven, and Play This Only at Night. Artist fans will have access to a pre-sale beginning Thursday, April 11th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. Caesars Rewards members, Caesars Entertainment's loyalty program, and Live Nation and Ticketmaster customers will have access beginning Friday, April 12th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. All pre-sales will end Friday, April 12th at 10 p.m. Pacific. Tickets go on sale starting April 13th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time at Ticketmaster.com. And that's going to do it for the news today. So today we're talking about three things to do in Las Vegas, and talking about that because when you think of Las Vegas, you think about all the things to do that are expensive. Fine dining, that can cost a bit. Your hotel stay, that can cost a bit. Getting around can cost a bit. But there are a lot of free things to do in Las Vegas, and it seems like every year some website somewhere does free things to do, and this is nothing new in the Vegas community. There's lots of free things to do, not as many things as there used to be, but there's lots of free things to do. And so what I want to do today is highlight maybe about 12 of those things. So that's going to be today's tease. It is time for the tease. Today's tease, free things to do in Las Vegas. This is in no specific order or anything, but here they are. The Lake of Dreams. The Lake of Dreams at the Wynn Las Vegas is a man-made marvel complete with a 40-foot waterfall spilling off of an artificial mountain covered in pine trees. The Lake of Dreams is a visually stunning spectacle combining water, light, and artistry to create an unforgettable experience. Nestled within a lush forest landscape, this man-made lake features a 40-foot waterfall and is surrounded by a variety of unique sculptures and installations. Every evening, visitors are treated to an array of multimedia shows that blend colorful lighting, holographics, and music, all synchronized with the movements of the water. These shows are designed to captivate and mesmerize audiences, offering a unique blend of art, technology, and nature right in the heart of the Vegas Strip. The Lake of Dreams is not just an attraction, but a sensory journey, offering a peaceful yet electrifying escape from the typical casino buzz. The Miracle Mile Shops at Planet Hollywood Las Vegas offer an immersive shopping and entertainment experience right in the heart of the Strip. This bustling mall spans over a mile, housing more than 170 stores, 15 restaurants, and live entertainment venues. Its vibrant atmosphere is enhanced by an indoor rainstorm feature complete with thunder and lightning, providing a unique sensory experience for visitors. The shops range from high-end boutiques to popular retail chains, catering to a wide array of tastes and budgets. In addition to shopping, guests can enjoy performances, dine at diverse eateries, or simply soak in the energetic ambiance that epitomizes Las Vegas. And it's pretty cool. It reminds me of the Grand Canal shops in a way, but you have like a, it's indoors and there's facades and stuff like that. It's very nice, especially in specific areas of it. The Fremont Street Experience, located in the heart of downtown Las Vegas, is an entertainment district that epitomizes the city's vibrant energy and historical charm. It's a pedestrian-only area and is famed for its massive LED canopy, the Viva Vision, which displays mesmerizing light shows lined with iconic casinos, unique eateries, and souvenir shops. Fremont Street offers a nostalgic glimpse into classic Vegas. Street performers, live concerts, and zipline attractions add to the dynamic atmosphere. It's a place where old Vegas glamour meets modern entertainment, offering visitors a rich, sensory-filled experience that contrasts with the Strip's modernism. The Bellagio Conservatory and Botanical Gardens in Las Vegas is a breathtaking display of horticultural artistry seasonally transformed. The space features elaborate arrangements of flowers, plants, and trees, alongside stunning sculptures and thematic installations. It's an enchanting attraction. It captivates visitors with its beauty and meticulous design, and it offers a serene escape from the city's hustle. And in all honesty, it's my personal favorite free Vegas thing, right up there with the Bellagio Fountains. And let's talk about the Bellagio Fountains, because if you're going to visit the conservatory, you might as well visit the fountains. The Bellagio Fountains in Las Vegas offer a captivating display of water, music, and light, choreographed to perfection, set in a large lake in front of the Bellagio Hotel. These iconic fountains shoot water up to 460 feet in the air, creating intricate patterns and shapes. The performances, set to classical, operatic, and popular music, provide a mesmerizing spectacle that draws crowds day and night. Fun fact, the lake that houses the fountain show is the footprint of where the dunes stood. That whole lake, that was where dunes was. Yeah. Tore it down and made a lake of water. The Flamingo Wildlife Habitat, this is in back of the Flamingo, it's nestled within the bustling Flamingo Las Vegas Hotel, is a verdant sanctuary that offers a delightful escape from the city's non-lit vibrancy. Spanning 4 acres, this meticulously maintained habitat is a haven for an array of wildlife, including exotic birds, koi fish, and turtles. The habitat stars are the vibrant Chilean flamingos, gracefully milling around their visitors. Lush foliage interspersed with sparkling waterfalls and tranquil streams adds to the habitat's serene ambiance. Educational signage provides insights into the lives of the resident creatures, making the habitat not only a place of beauty and relaxation, but also a venue for learning and discovery. The Grand Canal Shops at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas is an extraordinary shopping destination that transports visitors straight to the enchanting streets of Venice, Italy. This opulent indoor mall features cobblestone walkways, Renaissance architecture, and a striking replica of Venice's Grand Canal, complete with gondolas and singing gondoliers. Spans over 875,000 square feet. The center houses more than 160 upscale boutiques, world-class restaurants, and lively entertainment venues, offering a diverse shopping and dining experience. Shoppers can explore luxury brands, trendy fashion, exquisite jewelry, and unique souvenirs amidst an atmosphere that blends Venetian grandeur with the vibrancy of Las Vegas. Street performers and living statues add to the immersive experience, providing entertainment and photo opportunities at every corner. Whether indulging in fine dining, enjoying a leisurely gondola ride, or shopping for high-end fashion, the Grand Canal Shops deliver a slice of Italian charm in the heart of the desert. Oh, and the food, though, like, for real. Like, walk around, you'll see some shops, you know, just take a good walk, you can have some really good gelato. There's a place where you can get pizza by the slice. That's right across from that fancy, super fancy upscale shop that Michael Jackson once shopped at. It's pretty good. The Pinball Hall of Fame in Las Vegas is a vibrant homage to the golden era of pinball machines, offering a nostalgic journey through the history of this beloved arcade game with a collection that spans decades. The hall features over 200 pinball machines, ranging from vintage classics to modern marvels, and meticulously restored and maintained. Visitors can play to their heart's content, experiencing the evolution of pinball artistry and technology firsthand. This nonprofit venue not only celebrates the joy of pinball, but also donates its proceeds to charity, making it a unique combination of entertainment and philanthropy in the Las Vegas community. So the reason why I'm trying not to giggle right now is because the puppy is running around and has decided to play with my leg. But she's a bit of a troublemaker. She's adorable. She's an adorable troublemaker. Yes, she is. Who's an adorable troublemaker? Yes, you are an adorable troublemaker. If people are listening to the audio podcast, this is doing nothing for you. But on the video right now, she's just so cute. Look how cute she is. Check her out, girl. In the circle of life, I'm in yummy, yummy, I'm away, and it moves us all. Okay, anyway, let me get back to the podcast. Oh, hi. I know you're just so good and so cute. Okay. The Link Promenade in Las Vegas is an energetic, open-air shopping, dining, and entertainment district located at the heart of the Strip. This bustling promenade offers a diverse array of retail stores, tempting eateries, and lively bars, providing something for every visitor. Notable for its towering high-roller observation wheel, the world's tallest, the Link offers panoramic views of the cityscape. The area is also renowned for its dynamic nightlife, interactive attractions, and live performances, creating a vibrant atmosphere that encapsulates the essence of Las Vegas. Whether seeking a casual stroll, a gourmet meal, or unique shopping experiences, the Link Promenade delivers an unforgettable urban adventure. The Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign is an iconic emblem of Sin City, standing as a symbolic gateway to the world. Renowned Las Vegas Strip. Erected in 1959, this historic landmark captures the spirit and excitement of Las Vegas, drawing millions of visitors each year who stop to capture a memorable photo. Designed by Betty Willis, this sign's retro style reflects the city's vibrant history and its standing as a bastion of entertainment. Strategically placed at the south end of the Strip, it serves not only as a warm greeting to incoming visitors, but also as a cherished symbol of Las Vegas's enduring allure and flamboyant charm. Seven Magic Mountains is a striking and colorful, large-scale public art installation located in the Nevada desert near Las Vegas, created by Swiss artist Ugo Rondinon, this vibrant artwork features seven towering stacks of brightly painted boulders reaching heights of up to 30 feet. It's visible from the I-15 freeway. The installation offers a stark contrast to the barren desert landscape, creating a surreal and captivating visual experience. It serves as a creative expression of human presence in the natural environment, inviting contemplation on themes of performance, transience, and the intersection of the natural and artificial. Since its unveiling in 2016, Seven Magic Mountains has become a must-visit cultural landmark, attracting visitors from around the world to marvel at its beauty and ponder its significance. She bites. You. I know you're playing, but you need to chill. Okay, you got to know your strength. You really do. You got to know your strength.
You must know your strength.
Let me put her over here. Okay, if you weren't biting my fingers. Okay, you know what? I'm going to put you down. Okay. Hey, No. You're not going to get on my shoulders because you tried to jump from there one time. Good thing I caught you. All right. This next one is while supplies last as its days seem numbered, awaiting transformation to Hard Rock, but the Mirage Volcano at the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas is an awe-inspiring attraction that captivates spectators with its fiery eruptions and dramatic presentations. This meticulously engineered volcano simulates authentic volcanic activity, complete with rumbling sounds, spewing smoke, and cascading lava. Nightly shows combine a state-of-the-art pyrotechnics, stunning fire effects, and a powerful soundtrack to create an immersive experience situated prominently on the Strip. It offers a mesmerizing spectacle that embodies the dynamic and theatrical essence of Las Vegas. The Mirage Volcano not only serves as a thrilling entertainment feature, but also stands as an iconic symbol of the city's constant innovation and flair for the spectacular. The Downtown Container Park in Las Vegas is an innovative and eclectic shopping, dining, and entertainment complex crafted from repurposed shipping containers. Situated in the heart of the city's revitalized downtown area, this unique urban space features a variety of boutique shops, gourmet eateries, and lively bars, offering a distinctive experience compared to the traditional Vegas attractions. The park is family-friendly with a play area for children and becomes a vibrant nightlife hub for adults in the evenings, hosting live music and special events. Its centerpiece, a giant fire-breathing praying mantis sculpture, epitomizes the creativity and unconventional spirit that define this community-focused destination. That's it. Those are 12 things, I believe 12 things, 12 free things to do when you are here in Las Vegas. And that's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, Travel Zork Travel. Visit us at travelzork.travel to plan your next amazing vacation, not just to Las Vegas, but anywhere in the world. And please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily. All social platforms are at Travel Zork. We'll see you next time.